India, Pakistan. A fragile ceasefire between India and Pakistan was held on Sunday after days of intense cross-border hostilities that claimed nearly 70 lives and raised fears of a full-blown conflict between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. While both sides traded blame for initial ceasefire violations, the guns have largely fallen silent as international diplomatic efforts, led by the United States, helped rein in the violence. The truce, which began Saturday, followed 4 days of the worst fighting in nearly 3 decades, during which both sides deployed missiles and drones, striking each other's military positions along the line of control in the disputed Kashmir region. The Indian Army reported fresh artillery fire just hours into the ceasefire, which Pakistan denied, stating it remained committed to the agreement. India's military has remained on high alert. On Sunday, the Indian Army announced it had granted commanders full authority for kinetic counteraction in case of any breach of the truce. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed the ceasefire and praised leaders of both nations for halting hostilities. Pakistan's foreign ministry said that any lasting resolution must respect the inalienable right to self-determination of the Kashmiri people. The border towns most affected by the fighting began cautiously returning to normal. In Amritsar, residents ventured out as sirens signaled a return to routine. Still, safety concerns persist. In Baramulla, Indian Kashmir, authorities advised residents to stay away from areas potentially contaminated with unexploded ordnance. In Pakistan-administered Kuirada, displaced civilians have been told to wait until Monday before returning to their homes. In Uri, a drone attack damaged a key hydropower facility run by India's NHPC. Repairs are ongoing. Meanwhile, India's Air Force reported that operations continue, indicating high surveillance and readiness levels despite the ceasefire. Pakistani officials confirmed overnight firing in Bimber but noted there were no casualties elsewhere. While calm appears to have returned for now, the situation remains precarious. Both nations claim Kashmir in full but control parts of it.